Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
If you're sitting, stand, and God damn it, if you're laying, stand up faster. Happy Friday morning. Guys, girls, last call of the week. It's been a blast with y'all. If your name is Yulia, it's time to start squatting because you asked for it, sister. So ready? 3, 2, 1, down. Hold it, because what we're going to talk about today, excuse my words, stand up, and keep squatting the whole time, Yulia, because you're that amazing, is what is more important? What is the goal? Is it to accomplish the goal? Is that what's the most important thing? Or is it what you do on the path to accomplishing it? And I actually struggle with and think about this all the time. Because, let me give you an example. We have a young team member, an agent, who I have the pleasure of working with. He set a pretty big goal of doing $10 million in volume this quarter. Mind you, it's his first full year as an agent. And about 3 weeks in, right, he was struggling, and he actually lost a client. And the reason he lost the client was the client reached back out to the company and said, he's not responsive. I reach out. I don't hear back for hours. When I do hear back, it's been too late. I don't feel supported, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All the things we never want to hear from a client. So I approached the agent. We had a conversation, and he tells me, well, I spoke to a number of people who do 10 million sales in a quarter, 10 million sales, and they told me that they have rigid schedules, that between this hour and this hour, it's only this. They don't have any interruption. And then between this hour, it's only this, no interruption. And so I did exactly what they said. I said, great. What's better, to do exactly what they said or sell 10 million in volume? Because your pre-approved, highly motivated client wants a new agent, wants someone who is going to respond to them, not immediately, but within an hour of reaching out. And so in speaking with this agent, what he came to realize was, and by the way, that client ended up working with someone else and put a house under agreement the following weekend. What he learned was that it's more important to accomplish the goal than how you do it. And sometimes you've got to bend the rules. See, sometimes the process that's been built out is the exact thing that's stopping you. And I think we all run into this all the time. I'll compare it as well to fitness. One of my favorite bodybuilders of all time, the great Jay Cutler from Massachusetts. If you ever watch a training video of Jay Cutler doing a lat pull down, he is swinging like crazy, doing bicep curls, his elbows are moving, doing side laterals, he's bouncing from the knees. And people always beat on and give Jay shit for his form or his bad form. And Jay says back to all those people, I've won 4 Mr. Olympia contests. You can comment on my form all you want, but what I'm doing is getting me the result. It's working for me. So does it really matter if I'm not doing it your way or the way that the textbook says? For that agent, how much more could he accomplish by answering that phone call? Because nothing in life or in business is that rigid. Nothing. Heck, I'll even compare it to the military. One of the things that you're taught in the military is that, yes, there are orders, and orders are meant to be followed for a reason. But however, officers in the military are given a variance. They're given some length. They're given a bit of slack to use their judgment. And the reason why they're given that isn't just because things happen, but it's because they're trained. And you as business owners, you are trained. You know from experience what happens? You know from experience that simply walking the line doesn't get you to the finish. And so what I challenge you all to do is, rather than trying to replicate and follow every exact step that someone else told you to do, figure out your way. Figure out the way that is going to work for you. Because the other thing that I know about accomplishing huge goals, whether it be personal, professional, business, fitness, is that no two people have the same exact goal. No two people have the exact same or same exact journey to that goal. And no two people have the same strengths. And the second you start forcing your square peg into that round fucking hole is the second that you're going to create stress and overwhelm and frustration. It's the second you're going to start having a lot more comparison to others, when the only person you have to beat, my friend, is that one squatting back at you in the mirror, Yulia. So when you're counting your squats, don't compete with me, compete with you. When you're looking at your goal, focus on achieving your goal. Yes, have a process. Yes, have a plan. But there's audibles for a reason. Changes have to be made. Things have to be altered in order to achieve the whole purpose of doing any of it, which is the goal. Go focus on the goal. Guys, girls, it's been an amazing week. Paul's weaving. You're a badass. And I can't wait to spend some more time with you guys in a couple of weeks or a month. So have a good one. Love y'all. Happy Friday. And go get some this weekend. Let's go.